Locust swarms are spreading across the Horn of Africa, creating the worst locust outbreak in 25 years in the region. The swarms originated in the Middle East and have been moving towards Africa for over a year. In the past month, thick clouds of locusts have devastated farmland in Ethiopia and Somalia, and they've now spread to Kenya. Neighboring countries are on high alert. A season of heavy rains and flooding have made the locust problem even worse. Mahari Tesfoyohannes is with the Desert Locust Control Organization in Nairobi, Kenya.
I had a lot of experience in this locust for the last 30 years. I didn't see such kind of infestation in my life. It is so heavy.
He says farmers are trying to chase away the locusts without much success. Keith Cressman is a locust expert with the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. Keith, can you describe the impact of the locust swarms happening now? I mean, what does it look like on the ground after they've come through?
What we're dealing with now are what we call the immature stage of the desert locust. This is the most voracious. They're young adults, so you can imagine they're kind of like your teenagers at home. They eat an awful lot of food. When they come into, let's say, a farmer's field, and this will be a farmer who's growing crops, subsistence crops, if a swarm comes in during the morning, by the end of that morning, there'll be nothing left in the field for that farmer. And you have to think that this farmer's field, that is her or his livelihood for the entire year. And if it's a good year of rainfall like we have this year, then it's probably also kind of security production for several years to come. Also, locusts are attacking pastures. And in the Horn of Africa, pasture lands are extremely important.
These locusts, are they like the ones we hear in the summer in the U.S.? You know, in a hot summer, you hear the... Is the same thing or is it different?
No, it's a very different thing. What you hear in the hot summer that make a lot of noise, these are cicadas. The locusts that are in Africa, in the Horn of Africa, these are the ones that have been written about in the Bible, in the Quran. So they've been around an awful long time. They're survivors.
What is the impact of this current locust outbreak on food security in Eastern Africa? Because it sounds like they're just devouring a lot of stuff.
You have to realize that food security in this part of Africa, in the Horn of Africa, it's extremely vulnerable. You know, any small disruption to their kind of very fragile balance can be extremely devastating to not only food security, but to livelihoods in general.
Is there anything farmers or governments can do to combat the swarms of locusts?
Locust control is in the hand of governments because of the scale and the size of the problem. This is done basically by having a fleet of crop dusters in the areas that are spraying the locusts.
What's the outlook going forward? How long is this locust infestation likely to last?
I would say that the outlook is not good. With each generation, the locust numbers increase 20 times.
Oh,
so after 6 months, that means you have nearly 500 times the locusts that you have now. The swarms are already extremely large. They're in areas that are vast, remote, and often insecure. And now they're getting into countries that haven't seen swarms for decades. So their capacity to respond, you know, quickly and effectively is rather limited.
Keith Cressman is with the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. Thanks a lot, Keith.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
When the locusts swarm, their sandy-colored bodies fill the air around you. We have a video of what these farmers in Kenya are facing. It's on our Instagram. We're at PRI The World.